brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Chief Pikamalaza hails Captain Tawani Chipeta's water project. Siakalima reaffirms government's commitment to education. In international news, U.S. Justice Department opens criminal probe into federal chair. And in sports, young golfers compete in Rock Tech tournament. And now the news in detail. Chief Pikamalaza, 5 of the Tumbuka speaking people of Chasefu district in Eastern Province, says he is impressed with the unprecedented level of investment in safe and clean water in the district. This follows the sinking of 14 boreholes in all 10 wards of the district by Chasefu independent aspiring candidate Captain Tawani Chipeta. The traditional leader noted that the district has limited access to safe and clean water, thereby affecting human health and livestock. Chief Pikamalaza commended Captain Chipeta for complimenting government efforts. He further urged government to closely work with Chipeta to transform the district.
Fortini bohos japafupi yaasi. Utusura wanyake yaayi, wasura wanyake shahweni, you're supplementing government efforts. Mwa boma, kumpembanu kuti, kutura kutinindare zicha. Kwenye tuwa nukumutu, ako uvila wantu wakishirika. Don't take it political, but tuwa nukuti, she is assisting the need. So noise, kuwaine inkos kikamaraza, nini wakuonga chomene, nangawani kuweleza poezwa, kwenye wakuonga chomuta mama rusoiri pitiris gani, mungarekaranga papera cha.
The Public Passenger Transport Multi-Purpose Cooperative has called on the government to end cadarism in bus stations as it has not ended by the mayor pronouncement by the president. Cooperative Executive Chairperson Sidney Mbewe has noted that cadarism is affecting the operations of bus drivers and interfering in their work. Speaking on the neighborhood radio program on One Love Radio, Mr. Mbewe has stated that cadarism has a political aspect to it that is causing the police to fail to address it effectively.
So in as much as we may say this issue of cadarism has been gotten rid of because the president pronounced it so, this issue still lives with us. And I think we have to be very pragmatic, very courageous,
mm-hmm.
and I think be able to hold the bull by its horn and say we have this issue that is amongst us. We need not to cower away from this reality and be able to talk about it openly, be able to provide solutions to it, both at the level of drivers and the political structure and the government level. Because it's not enough that the president gave in that pronouncement. What was going to be enough is people that he has mandated in certain ministries within government to be able to follow it to the latter.
Mm-hmm.
People within the structures of the party to be able to follow it to the latter. Then would have seen that this pronouncement by the president was going to be effective.
The Christian Democratic Party, CDP, has described its National Party Convention held on January 9, 2025 at Trinity University as a success. Speaking during a press briefing, CDP Secretary General Kephas Mukuka says the convention adopted Daniel Pule as the party president and approved a new party constitution. Mr. Mukuka further revealed that the party resolved to participate in the 2026 general elections and endorsed Daniel Pule as its preferred presidential candidate. Meanwhile, Daniel Pule says his adoption as party president is independent of the Tonse Alliance's decision on a preferred presidential candidate for the general elections. Dr. Pule disclosed that the convention attracted about 80 participants and noted that he ran unopposed for the position of party president.
Our position is that, as CDP, we are members of the country.